My lesson today is taken from Psalms chapter 30 and verse 5. For his anger endureth but for a moment. In his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. It's lesson time now. Scoot up your chair. We all have times of darkness, times of despondency, times of questioning whether serving the Lord is beneficial or not. Job said it like this, I am made to possess months of vanity and wearisome nights are appointed to me. When I lay down, I say, when shall I arise and the night be gone? Job wanted those long nights to be over. His days were way too short, and his nights were woeful too long. The writer of the 30th Psalm said it like this, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. We all look forward to the morning, a new day, a new sunrise, and hopefully this day we will get it right. Job said, I've had months of vanity, months of nothing going right, months of fruitless labor. I've had months when it seemed that nothing was going my way, when it seemed that I was no longer in the favor of God. And when I laid down to sleep, I'd say, when will the night be gone? It could be that your business has gone through months of vanity. Your business dealings have not been successful. It appears to you that every deal that you try to make seems to go wrong. Nothing you do or anything you say, it appears to be the wrong thing. You've had months of nothingness in your business. But I want to tell you, the night will soon be over. The dawn is about to break forth. The sun is about to shine once again. It may be that your relationship is going through a dark and cloudy time. It may seem that everything you do is the wrong thing to do. Everything that you say, trying to make it work, seems to make it worse. You may be going through this, but I'm here to tell you, joy comes in the morning. You may be weeping during the night. You may be struggling, trying to get it right. But God has a new day of dawning. And preacher, it may be that your church is going through a night time. It may be that every sermon you preach, every lesson that you teach appears to offend. They may be going through a dark day as well as you. But I'm here to tell you, during the night time, you can fall down on your knees before God, and you can seek Him on behalf of your church. And God will let you know. He will encourage your spirit and give you the assurance that even though weeping endureth for a night, joy will indeed come in the morning. Talked about some nights that were in some of the lives of God's people. Joseph, God had given him a dream. We talked about the dark night in Egypt. In the middle of the night, when tragedy struck all of those who disobeyed God, it was the dawning of a new day for God's people. God has a new day dawning for His people. It is a day of deliverance. It is a day of getting out of bondage. It is a new day of freedom for all of those who have been held captive by the enemy. It was a joyful morning for the Hebrew children. It was a day of victory, a day of getting out of bondage. It was a day of joy for Joseph, when he left the prison. It was a day of promotion, a day of elevation. That's what will happen when your night of sorrow is over. You keep believing in God, and your day of joy, your day of victory is just around the corner. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.